Well, welcome to the online version of Welcome and Announcements, and I want to welcome you all, and I want to say a special thank you for the 187 years of Bethel with our homecoming on Sunday. We had a good time. We ate in the fellowship hall for the first time in, maybe a year and a half or something like that. It was so good to kind of get back to somewhat being normal, whatever normal is. We don't even know anymore. At least I don't know. And so thank you for all who helped make that happen. And we're so grateful to have a loving and wonderful church where people come together in fellowship and just share each other's dreams and burdens and cares. And it's a joy to be your pastor here at Bethel. I am truly blessed by you people, and I thank you for that. So thank you for tuning in. Judy and I are going to Fort Walton. We'll be leaving, probably October the 22nd. And we'll be going all through the next week. My birthday is on the 28th of October. I'll have to ask Judy. I think 77, but I'm not sure. Anyhow, and Tina Crowder Oaks, our lay leader, is going to preach for me on the 24th. What a wonderful thing that is. And I hope and pray that if you can, you come out and hear her. She brings a wonderful, wonderful message, and we're so grateful to have her. We had the charge conference last Sunday, a very uneventful charge conference. We did it by Zoom, and I didn't get an opportunity, since we didn't do it in person, to tout that we as Bethel United Methodist Church, and for you Methodists that know about apportionments, we paid 100% of our apportionments last week. And so didn't get a chance to toot our horn on the charge conference, but I want to say a special thank you for all of you here at Bethel that support this little church financially with your gifts and graces. Just wanted to say thank you. And apportionments, for those of you who don't know, are very similar to the tithe. We as people tithe a tenth, and the church with that income then, and it doesn't exactly like this, but it works out pretty close with the apportionment giving. It's about a tenth of the church's income. We send that all to the conference. The conference does what it needs to do in helping all the ministries in the conference, and then the conference in turn then sends part of that money to the general conference. That's what makes us a special worldwide church doing ministry all around the world. It's kind of neat. We don't have the best denomination in the world, but we got one that's pretty good that works very well. So, with that, I mentioned my birthday will be next week, not this week. But we know birthdays are somewhere. Somebody's having a birthday that we don't know about. So, we sing anyhow because there's a birthday somewhere. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday and many more. Same with anniversaries. We had Sandra and Stan. my mind just went blank. Willis. And their anniversary was last week, and Stan wasn't there, so I stood in for Sandra. So when you see the picture, you'll see me and Sandra, not Sandra and me and Stan, but we did celebrate their anniversary. And we know there's anniversaries somewhere also besides theirs. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary. God loves you. Happy anniversary to you. And we thank you for tuning in to the online service, and we pray that you have a wonderful day, and we hope and pray that we'll see you in person in church sometime soon. We had 23 last Sunday, so we're getting there. We're getting better. Come and see us. Or if you can't, we're grateful that you come to the online service. Have a wonderful day.